Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Samina Spin Rebel Circus. I'm your host, Samina Mughal. Hope everyone is well this chilly Wednesday evening. I can't seem to warm up today, so I hope you're warm wherever you are. Today we have an interesting topic for you. Well, I think all our topics are interesting, but we're talking about rebellion and rebels, and I'd love your spin on this topic. So the number that guests can call into is 323-642-1775. Again, that number is 323-642-1775. I would love to hear from you. So like I said, I'm talking about rebellion and rebels and the like. And before you think it's serious, just wait. It's not really serious. But in any case, I think it's a fun topic. So Nina Simone, I'm a rebel with a cause. I like to think of myself like that. I don't like someone exercising authority over me in some sort of power play or just because they can. At the same time, though, I respect traditions. I respect people in certain positions because they've earned them. I respect laws. At the end of the day, I just don't like bullshit. What I really rebel against is insincerity and ignorance. I respect others who have done the same. I've been doing the opposite of what's expected in some ways since I was a kid. I was a tomboy because the next two siblings closest to my age were my brothers. I played and watched football with them. I still watch football to this day, which surprises some people. I didn't like dresses until I was a teenager. I can fall in line, but only if I'm feeling it. Sometimes my rebellious streak made me a pain in the ass. I remember when I was 12, and I was upset with my father for something. I don't even remember what happened. Whatever pubescent angst I was going through at the moment, I don't remember what it was. I just justified not speaking to him for 3 days. I made a decision. I'm not speaking to the man. But for 3 days, nothing. In my petulant huff, I thought, he won't notice anyway. Oh, he did. And he said something to my mother about it. He told her I had a big head. She's like, that little monster, or whatever word he used, hasn't talked to me for 3 days. And he knew it was exactly 3 days. So anyway, he thought I was a little full of myself, but I think it amused him at the same time. Now, my father was old school. He had no qualms smacking you if you pissed him off. And that was a different time. We weren't going to call the cops on him if he smacked us when we stepped out of line. I was lucky I didn't get smacked. Seriously, I'm lucky that he recognized what I was doing and he didn't say a word, because my older brothers and sisters might have gotten something for it. Anyway, that's just your typical teenage fare. I stepped up my game when I got older. I've never been the most formal person. For example, in my culture, you give someone older a respectful title instead of just calling them by their name. I never did that with my brothers and sisters. I just called them by their names and nobody pressed the issue. So now I'm that way. I don't press for my younger cousins to give me my title. Although now I would like it. And I do like it when I hear it, but I've never really been huge on it. As a result of that informality, I don't get awed by people who are in positions of power. When I was in college, the president of Penn State at the time, Graham Spanier, yes, that name is familiar to you, and I'll remind you of why if you don't remember in a minute, but he came in the room because I was doing a photo shoot for the alumni magazine with some of the students. He was going to be on the cover with us. Oh, just as an aside, I'm not trying to pass myself off as some sort of girl. It was summer, and I just happened to be on campus. So they just asked me, do you want to be on the cover of the alumni magazine with some other students and the president of the university? I said, okay. Anyway, he came in, and I was sitting. I was sitting on a group of steps with some other students. I nodded or acknowledged him in some way. I think I even shook his hand, but I didn't stand up. I'm not sure why I didn't stand up. I could have just been comfortable. Either I was comfortable or I was just hanging back a little bit because I didn't want to just fawn on him because he was the president of the university. I just was hanging back. What I do remember is that he made this comment. I see you're in your assigned seat. And he had this fake smile on his face. I guess he felt some kind of way because I didn't stand for him. I thought to myself, you're not a king. And even then I might not stand up for you. So I won't observe the formalities. I will be respectful, but I may not observe the formalities. Like I said, I wasn't rude, and I remember thinking, what a dick he was for acting like that. If I'm not nasty, why would you care? I don't care if someone doesn't stand up when I walk into a room. I could be president of a university. I could be president of the United States, and I won't care if you don't stand if I walk in the room. I don't even care if you say hello or not. I just figure if you don't say hello to me, you're in your own head at the moment, and I let it go because sometimes I can be in my own head. At the same time, if you're nasty to me, if I feel you're being nasty to me, I'll say something. But again, if you're not being nasty, then get over it. If someone's not being nasty to you, get over the formality of it all. Now, I did say, if you forgot why that name is familiar, I'll remind you. I wasn't wrong about him being a dick. And here's why he's a dick. He was one of the members of the boys' club that let Jerry Sandusky molest little boys in State College for 10 years. When I think of that he didn't report it, he let it go on. Because the boys that he groomed, that Sandusky groomed, were from one of his charities. So basically they were poor boys. So they're poor boys. Who gives a shit, right? Wrong, apparently, because he did get arrested for that. Spanier did. Spanier got a few months for child endangerment, which he deserved. You deserve that if you're an educator and you don't protect. When I think of that, yeah, I was right that he's a dick. And I'm also glad that I didn't stand up when he walked into the room. Come to think of it, my whole life I've been rebelling against what's considered proper or what's expected. I don't go for fake pomp and circumstance and over-exaggerated displays of respect, going over the top to show you respect someone. I don't go for that. So that's what my motivation is. So I do go against the grain a little bit. And I also want to think for myself. There's nothing wrong with thinking for yourself. Most importantly, there's nothing wrong with doing what makes you happy in the moment. I say that all the time. Or just what makes you happy and fulfills you, period. I say that all the time. I will continue to say that till I die. So, like I said, I've always been going against what's expected. The path I chose for my life has been against type. First, I was a teacher instead of a doctor or in IT. That would have been a joke because I'm not a science person. So my first career choice, teacher. How many times did I go to an Indian networking event and I told people I was a teacher, and the conversation would last 5 minutes. It's still comical to me to this day. The conversation would last 5 minutes because the person in IT or the person who was a doctor would be like, "Oh, that's really interesting. Okay, I got nothing else." And of course, nobody would literally say that, but that's pretty much what it was after maybe 2 or 3 minutes after they said how interesting it is that I'm a teacher. They had nothing. And then my second career choice, writer. Full-on artistic choice. How many Indians in this country do that? But whatever. I'm happy, I'm honest, and I'm authentic. I admire other people like that. In my blog, I listed some of my favorite rebels. Carrie Fisher, Joan of Arc, Kishore Kumar, and Razia Sultana. Carrie Fisher really was a rebel princess. She was Hollywood royalty. She could have just been a starlet, and she probably would have excelled at that. Instead of doing that, she actually wrote books. Of course, I love another writer. She did a one-woman show about her life that was so smart, sharp, and insightful. I loved it. Her memoir, The Princess Diaries, was even written unconventionally in some ways, but again, it was smart. It's just really smart. When she crossed over, I was actually sad. I didn't know her personally, but I was sad because it meant one less intelligent person in the world. Person to call bullshit when they saw it. And when she called bullshit, she did it in a really smart way. So you can't be mad at her. But she's laughing at us on the other side now. So God bless her. Joan of Arc. Where do I start with her? Peasant girl who waltzes into a French court and impresses so much that she's given an army. The whole time she maintained that God was speaking to her. She didn't waver from her commitment to God for her whole life. When other kids were out playing, she was praying. Even going into battle, she's praying. She's listening to God. She's waiting for God to give her guidance. And because of that commitment, she didn't save herself when she could have, when she could have. I believe she was supposed to renounce what she did when she was captured by opposing forces. I'm not a historian, so my history is probably not quite perfect. But essentially, she was supposed to admit to some sort of wrongdoing or say something. Started to, but then God told her, no, don't do it. She really believed God told her not to do it, so she didn't do it. And it would have saved her. It would have saved her from being executed, but she said, nope, God told me not to do it. So she burns at the stake. So from the beginning to the end, she's who she is. She is that servant to God. She is doing God's will, even if it means dying in one of the most horrific manners possible. That's commitment. That's badass. That's a rebel right there. Kishore Kumar. He was one of my all-time favorite voices in Hindi cinema. Those of you who aren't familiar with Hindi cinema, movies are mostly musicals, and they have playback singers. And Kishore Kumar was one of the best of the playback singers. Like he just had the most beautiful voice. What I loved about him was that not only was he a great artist, he was an eccentric. I love eccentric people. I love people who aren't what you consider ordinary, who do their own thing, and that's what he did. So what made him unique is that he worked in the film industry. And he always stood up for himself. He was adamant that he got paid. He wouldn't let anybody stiff him. There's a famous story where a producer didn't pay him in full, so he showed up in only half makeup. And it was blatant that he only had half a makeup job done. So he told the producer, pay me in full, then I'll be in full makeup. I didn't know that story, but before I even knew that story, I knew he was a character. But then as I was researching for my blog, I just realized how awesome he was. Just how out there, but at the same time, so honest and straightforward. He said people bored him, which I get. People can be boring with their bullshit sometimes. But he especially thought film people were boring, and he was in the film industry. He preferred to talk to trees. He literally said he preferred to talk to trees. And what's wrong with that? Why can't I talk to a tree? And he never backed down from that statement or any other statement that he made. He was called crazy. And his response was, the world is crazy, not me. My personal favorite antic of his was when I heard that he had a sign in front of his house that read, this is a lunatic asylum. Do not put it past me to do something like that for my own home. Don't put it past me. Or just something in front of my house, some sort of sign that you don't see every day. Do not put that past me. But anyway, I could go on and on about why I love the stuff that he does. And he just didn't give a shit. Like, this is who I am. Y'all are full of shit. And I'm going to be me. I love that. Now, Razia Sultana. Razia Sultana was a queen in India. And she lived in the 13th century. She was a powerful woman who did things her way. She was the only female ruler of the Delhi Sultanate at that time. She was educated in a time when Muslim women weren't educated, and she was championed by her own father. In this time that we live in at the moment, women aren't always allowed to be educated and aren't championed by the men in their lives. And Razia Sultana had this in the 13th century. She chose her own advisors. She chose to dress in men's attire and not wear the veil, which really pissed people off. She did things her own way. She didn't last long as a ruler because of that, and she was also killed because of that. She was killed before her time, but she was doing things her own way. She was going about ruling her own way, and she was brilliant. She was a brilliant administrator. She was a brilliant military person. She had a brilliant military mind. All this as a Muslim woman in the 13th century. I can't tell you how much I admire a Muslim woman who makes her own decisions, especially a Muslim woman who made her own decisions, ran a government, and led armies in the 13th century. That's pretty badass. That's rebel all day long. And it shows me that no matter what time you live in, you can be who you are. She did that in the 13th century in India. So me, you, or anybody else can be who we are in this country, in this time. You don't have to be what someone else wants you to be. That's what rebellion is all about for me. See, I told you it wasn't that deep. I'm not talking about anything crazy. Now, rebellion for me is not accepting someone else's version of how they think things should be when it conflicts with what you want and your values. You stand in your truth and for your truth, even when it's not what everyone else wants for you. Bob Marley said, the problem is people are being hated when they are real and being loved when they are fake. How true is that right now? How many people jump down other people's throats for saying something simple just because they don't agree with it? Or they could be telling the truth. You know, that your politicians are bullshitting you. No, you can't say that. Well, they are. So if it's the truth, let people say it. At the end of the day, whether you are hated or loved, you should always be real. That's true rebellion. If you like what you have heard in this podcast and would like to hear more, I have two books available on Amazon, Scheherazade's Daughters and the Siddiqui Brothers in Cairo. If you would like to read my Behind and Beyond the Veil blog, you can check it out on www.SaminaKMughal.com. Until next time, that's the Samina Spin. Good night and love and light.